Already fucking get riled up.
Get up. If you're sitting right now, get up.
Julia, if you're doing your hair, stop and get up.
Stop and get up. That freaked me the fuck out last time. That scared me.
No, it's so funny.
Daisy, if you're editing this, get up.
Me and my desk just like, okay. That's gonna scare me now.
Okay.
But y'all
don't
Daisy,
have to be scared. Behind you.
Julia, I'm in your walls. Can you hear me?
Daisy, I just moved one of your puzzle pieces.
That's fucked up. Don't even joke about that.
Daisy, I just ripped out one of your pages from your Sudoku.
The answer key? You ripped out the answer key? Julia, I just threw away your Stanley Cup straw.
My Stanley Cup straw.
Julia, I just ripped off the covers of all of your Emily Henry books.
Oh my god, I'm gonna kill you.
I'm already dead and in your walls, dude. There's nothing you can do about it.
I'm gonna start leaving myself like secret little messages in this.
You're gonna freak yourself out.
I know, I'm gonna like have a heart attack.
See, I'm gonna leave myself a note and it's just gonna say like 2 days from now. Anyways, welcome to the 1D extravaganza. I think I was saying Gonza because of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Extravaganza.
Literally so true, and that's what I'm always saying. So we're not going to be reading this week. We're going to be...
God, am I right, guys?
Shout out to my literate crew. But we just want to have a fun little 1D moment. So we will be going through. I have some like this or that questions to go through. I really am excited to see Julia's answers to those. And then we each came up with some questions just to kind of like ask each other and talk about One Direction. Mm-hmm. And then we have some links for some rankings for, like, the albums and music videos and things. And then also, like, quizzes to take related to One Direction.
Yeah.
And then to top it all off, I have some very, very, very good 1D Imagines to read for you all. So stick around and find out.
And enjoy. Also, I do recommend if you haven't listened to our last One Direction extravaganza episode, that would be a good one to go listen to, even though it is probably so cringy.
It's probably cringy, the editing is probably ass, but you'll get more of like our opinions and background with One Direction and all of that. Yeah,
because we like go into like when we start liking them, mm-hmm. and all of that, so like
it gives you more of our lore.
Yeah,
if you aren't already aware. So now we're just—we're really just gonna be getting into things we think, you know.
I be thinking
about things.
So yeah, we're really excited,
and I think we should get into it because I have some burning questions.
Okay.
What if three kids sleep at all? Exhilarated. You told me to jump, I take the fall. You know what? He wouldn't take it. All that you need to know. Yeah. Okay.
I should've.
That is what I was singing as we got onto this call.
Yep.
I should have kissed you. Okay. So I have a list of certain things and I want you to pick your favorite of them. Okay. This first one is your favorite Niall Horan rumor. So the first one, I have options for you.
Okay.
The first one is that he said, I'd rather be a boy and play with paper planes than be a man and play with a woman's heart. Which he said he never said, but he likes the quote. He's like, whoa, true. I never said
that. He's real.
That he had a baby chick that he tried to feed Nando's and so the police took it away and in its honor he dyed his hair blonde. That his mic was turned down lower than the rest of the boys, which brought out hashtag let Niall sing. Or that he was supposed to be in the Beauty and the Beat music video, but he didn't show up because he was scared of Nicki Minaj.
That is my favorite rumor ever. The fact that someone started a rumor that he was supposed to be in that music video, but he didn't go because he was scared of Miss Nicki Minaj.
And he debunked by being like, no, it didn't work with my schedule.
Someone needs to set this record straight, and I know that's a lie.
No, it is a lie. He did. He said it straight on Twitter. He was like, my schedule just didn't work with it.
No, but I'm saying I know that's a lie. So, like, just be honest.
Oh, I get you.
You know?
Yeah. No, yeah. That was really good.
But the one of him, dyeing his chick, what was it?
He dyed his hair blonde. Like, the reason he was blonde is because he had a baby chick that got taken away by the police because he tried to feed it Nando's.
That one's a close second, I'll have to admit. Dude,
I believed that when I first heard that. This was like all night era. I was like, wow, that's tragic.
I can't.
Okay, so the next category I have, this one's not as fun. It's a little more serious, but I'm saving the best for last, I think.
Okay.
Which of these is your favorite tour era? Up All Night, Take Me Home, Where We Are, or On the Road Again?
Honestly, Take Me Home. They were all so hot.
Yeah, I think. Take
Me Home era, and we were absolutely fed with content.
Yeah, so it's like that's when we, like, that era is what's in the This Is Us movie and things like that. And I have to say, like, being a fan at that time was like peak One Direction. It was phenomenal. I have to say, though, On the Road Again was probably my favorite experience as a concert goer.
I know, same. No,
it was also like a renaissance of peak One Direction, you know?
Yeah, because we were kind of like over them, and then we went to On the Road Again, and I was like, girl, I love these boys.
Gooped and gagged.
Yeah, but Take Me Home is just so iconic. Like, I could list off so many things from that era.
Yeah, and, like, if I think of One Direction, that's probably the first era I, like, think of.
Same.
So, pretty iconic.
So iconic. God, love it. Miss it.
Real. Okay, so the last category I have is which of these tweets are your favorite? Okay.
Oh, no.
So we have Liam Payne. Girls behind the hotel, please get out the fields. There's a huge sign saying snake habitat. It's not worth it. Someone's going to get hurt. Followed up by, are you not reading what I'm saying? It's a snake habitat. Turn around. That one.
Okay, that one.
We have another from Liam. It says, got in yesterday, spilt a full tub of pasta on the floor. Stupid, stupid, stupid boy, smelly pasta house.
Stupid, 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 smelly pasta house.
We have this one from Niall. Don't want to see a single person today. Thanks. Really, really fun night with everyone, but today don't talk to me.
God, I forgot about that one.
And then this one, this series from Zayn. Where he posts a picture of his sweater and he says, I have minions on my jumper and they're sick. Hashtag don't mess with minions. Followed up with, didn't realize the hate for minions was this real. Fuck, these aliens got it bad.
That is like that one. I used to quote that one all the fucking time.
Didn't realize the hate for Minions was this real. Fuck, these aliens got it bad.
These aliens got it bad. That is, like, one of the funniest things ever. Because he was, like, obsessed with Minions.
And he was wrong for that.
Probably everyone was tweeting it like, ew, like, fuck these, like, fucking little alien motherfuckers. And he's like, holy shit, I did not realize these little aliens got it bad.
Didn't realize the hate was this real.
That is literally my favorite thing ever.
I think it's really good. Mine, though, is definitely the Nile don't want to see a single person today.
That one
thanks.
Is so funny, too. Had such a great time last night.
But today, don't talk to me.
He's such a Virgo for that.
Real. So those were my this or that questions that I had
to get. No, they were so good.
Kicked off.
Thank you so much for finding those. Or gathering those.
Thank you. I was giggling while I was finding the tweets.
I was giggling. Okay. Now I have some questions that we're going to answer.
Hell yeah.
And let me tell you, some of them could be lengthy, so buckle the F up.
Yes. Okay. For real. This is going to be the dissection time.
Yeah. The meat and the bones, some may say.
Really scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point.
Some may say this is the climax of the episode.
The zenith.
Right, okay. Anyways, no more metaphors. We're going straight into them.
We're done with that.
Okay, question number one. What are your top five least favorite songs from each album? We'll start with Up All Night.
Yeah, I will preface this. Julia and I did share these questions with each other. I didn't prepare a single one.
I didn't look at a single one. I was just thinking that.
Okay, so you're really going to get our thought processes here.
Yeah.
Okay, so are we counting bonus tracks and whatnot?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, so Up All Night, the souvenir edition. Least favorite. I'm not gonna put these in any order. I'm just gonna name five, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Do your thing.
Okay. So Another World. I don't really rock with that song. Okay, I have to be so honest. Up All Night, I used to hate some of these songs, and now
I
it's like,
I love this album.
Going back, it's hard to pick like ones that are bad, but their least favorite, not saying they're bad.
Right.
Probably Save You Tonight. I was like never really into that song. See, some of them it's like I can think of the beginning and then I'm like, ugh. And then as it gets into it, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, you're like,
maybe I Want.
Okay.
Stole My Heart.
Wow.
Maybe I'll do I Should Have Kissed You, because I'm not.
Yeah, you're not, like, listening to that often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are mine.
That's fair. Okay. I think mine, to be fair, I was thinking about them while you were gathering yours, but.
Yeah.
Moments.
Whoa.
Shots Were Fired.
Whoa. Ed Sheeran's Coming for Your Ass. Yeah.
I just, like, never have the urge to listen to that song. And even when I'm listening to Up All Night, I usually skip it.
Yeah, so, that's fair.
Moments. Another World. I don't care about that song.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
It's
honestly
hard.
Save You Tonight.
What
is the line he says in it? Obvious. Superhuman.
Yeah, because he's like, I'm not Superman, but for you I'll be superhuman.
That is the worst line I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, and
but
Fresh
I was
Tops,
eating it up.
Fresh Tops had a shirt of it. I remember Fresh Tops.
I remember it too. Who remembers Fresh Tops? Because I do.
I know I do.
Okay, so what did I say? Save You Tonight, Moments, Another World. I'll add I Should Have Kissed You, because I just never really listened to that.
I should've.
And I'm gonna say, fuck, this is hard.
It is, honestly.
And I'll just throw in Na Na Na, because I just never listened to that either.
Na na na.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now we have to do Take Me Home.
Fuck. This is gonna be hard.
Oh,
watch
man.
It not be hard, L.
Watch me have them all lined up ready to give
like,
you.
This one.
Wait, I actually might be able to. Wait, I think mine would be.
Okay, go ahead.
Summer Love.
Right.
Back for You.
Right.
Last First Kiss.
Whoa.
Really?
Oh my god, give it another listen sometime soon. It's a good song.
I wanna be less.
Yeah. Baby, let me be your last first kiss. It's so good. But if you want to stand by your answer,
I'm standing by that. Just because I think it's just one of my least favorites. But
yeah,
I hate
so
Summer Love. I don't like Back for You. Now we're getting into territory of songs that I just maybe don't care for as much. Last First Kiss. Damn, okay, now it's getting hard. I guess
you were real cocky for a second.
Changed my mind.
Whoa. Okay.
But I like that one. I just like
yeah.
I gotta
compared
take
to
one
the
of them
others
out.
Stacked up to other songs on there. That's so valid.
How does Loved You First go again? I'll just play
Baby,
it.
Baby, I loved you first. Girl, it should be me.
Okay, I'm adding that one because I think
my world apart. I'm just gonna
so
be
much.
Singing all the songs
because I think I would prefer Nobody Compares and Still the One over Loved You First.
Those are so good.
I know, so I'm gonna take that one. I'm even keeping Little Things.
That's crazy.
Okay. This episode causes us to fight.
I'm saying all of these things non-judgmentally.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Summer Love.
Fuck that song.
Do I even need to say?
No.
Back for You. Rock Me.
Oh, wait, I take that back. I'm switching Loved You First with Rock Me.
Yeah. I am gonna say Little Things.
You don't like a song that calls you fat?
I already hear that enough from
no,
myself.
No, shut I don't up.
What to say to me. I already get you're insecure and what makes you beautiful. So,
so true.
Once again, Ed Sheeran can suck my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know what I'm torn between? This is
what?
Crazy. I'm
what?
Torn between saying Over Again.
What?
Or She's Not Afraid.
So for real with me right now, you're telling me that you're picking, that you're gonna take fucking a song like Change My Mind over,
yeah,
Over Again.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna
afraid?
Say. I think I'm gonna say Over Again.
You're fake as fuck.
Fake.
You don't like the part when he's like my. There's a hole in my heart like a polo.
Hole in the middle of my heart like a polo. And it's no
this
joke
sounds-
to me.
I fucking love Over Again. That is like one of my favorite songs. Whatever.
I like okay. when they go, can we do it all over again in the movie. I like that.
That's real. Okay. All right. Midnight Memories. Deluxe.
Deluxe edition. First and foremost.
Oh, I feel like I have mine for this one.
Go ahead, because I have to think.
Okay, I have Half a Heart.
Okay.
I don't care for that song.
I
right
have
now.
Half a Heart.
I'm
okay.
getting rid of Right Now.
Okay.
I'm getting rid of Alive. It's way too horny Liam for me. You know
yes.
what I'm saying?
And I will say, we had asked on an episode what the listeners' least favorite songs One Direction songs were, and shout out to Jaya first of all for being the only one who submitted an answer, but she said Alive was her least favorite.
Yeah, I'm adding that in there.
It's okay, pretty cringe.
Two more. Damn, wait.
Damn.
Oh, I don't want to do this because it's a banger, but like as a song I'm gonna say Diana.
Whoa.
But it goes so hard.
Diana, let me be the one to.
And then I'll just do Little Black Dress.
Let me be the one to lift your heart up and save your motherfucking life.
Actually, I'll do Story of My Life instead of.
That's a fair trade. That's a fair trade.
Little Black Dress, because Little Black. Well, what? Okay, what are yours?
Okay, so mine are gonna be, I know you're gonna come for my ass on this one, Little Nope. White Lies.
Okay, no, I'm fine, it's fine, go ahead.
Does He Know?
My silence is speaking volumes.
Does he know? Dude, I want you so bad. Does he know that though?
Okay, whatever.
Right now. No, I'm not gonna be that much of a hater. I'm not gonna say that one. I guess maybe Half a Heart. Gotta be in the mood for that one.
Yeah.
And then, see, some of these I remember not liking, and then they've grown on me. So it's like, yeah, an instinct to be like, that one. And then I'm like, no, yeah. I can't.
Yeah.
I guess I will also put Story of My Life.
Okay. You it's got not their me best with single. Little White Lies, but I'll accept the rest of them.
Thank you. I appreciate.
Okay. Four is going to be really hard for me because, fun fact, it's my favorite One Direction album.
That is Julia's album. I feel like it's not going to be that hard for me.
Okay, go ahead. You could go first then.
Okay. Once in a Lifetime. Illusion. Ready to Run. I'm going to be so real. I'm going to be so real right now. I'm not saying I don't like this song, but compared to the other songs, I do not rock with it nearly as much as the others. Stockholm Syndrome.
Whoa.
I know. It's one of my most unpopular D Onions for sure.
Oh my gosh.
And okay. Then I guess maybe 18. I gotta be in the fair. Mood for that song. But that's yeah. Fair.
Who's okay. I actually thought this was gonna be hard. Hostage.
Okay.
So I thought this was gonna be hard, but I think I got them. Okay.
Okay.
Obviously, Once in a Lifetime.
Yeah.
Obviously, Illusion. Those two. Yeah. Bye. I'm gonna say Spaces.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna say. Nice. And this is probably my unpopular opinion, okay? Uh-huh. Act My Age.
Whoa.
It's so fun, but like out of all of these songs, I'm throwing that one out.
That's so valid, and I feel like Act My Age is just one of my like white boy moments, you know what I mean? So it's right. Like I love that song.
Right. And I'm gonna say Ready to Run.
This time I'm ready to run. Whoa. Do you remember when we had a moment when COVID hit, we were like, we all work out so much and all this stuff. And then you made that One Direction workout playlist and it was called Ready to Run.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
And were any of us runners? No. One of our friends were, and they yeah, do and not like One Direction.
No.
Wow.
Okay, now Made in the AM Deluxe Edition.
Okay.
Okay, I think I know mine.
Okay, you go ahead.
I get so much shit for this, but at least Daisy agrees with me. I'm gonna say What a Feeling.
Yeah. I
cannot stand that song.
Yeah, nope. Not a single moment of it.
I'm gonna say AM.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say If I Could Fly.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Yeah. Actually, nope. I'm going to take that one back. I'm sorry. I'm going to say, oh, actually, no, I'm not. I'm going to leave Perfect, and I'm going to also say Never Enough. Because I, listen, it's a hype song, but we did have a friend that overplayed it. Yep. One, yep. And two, I can't stand the fucking, oh, at the beginning. Like, shut the hell up. I don't even get it.
What a job, and then not to the end of the year. When I wake up, what you would say, baby, let's do it all over again.
When I tell you, I skip that song so fast when it comes on. Like, I cannot listen to it anymore. And it is so overplayed by our friend.
The thing about it, too, is what I just sang, they just do that twice. They just do that again. That's it.
That's it.
So, yeah, I think my favorite song on this album is Never Enough.
Right.
No. I think a lot of ours are the same. AM, Never Enough, What a Feeling. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, If I Could Fly, I feel like all of ours are the same.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay, well, the next question is to say your top five faves from all the albums.
Okay, this might actually be harder to narrow down, honestly.
Okay, speed. You gotta pick them. Pick okay. them as you see them. Okay, go.
Okay, Couple one night. Thing. Mm-hmm. Are you saying the album or is Up All Night your favorite?
No, I'm just saying the album.
Okay. One thing. Everything about you. Everything about you is one of my favorites.
Okay, fair.
Same Mistakes, Taken, and I Wish.
Wait, you didn't say, oh, that's from Take Me Home, never mind. You know, like, you didn't say one of the ones that you went up to bat for the other episode, but that's in Take Me Home.
I was like, everything I just said is true and on brand, and I don't know why you're coming for me right now. I said okay. everything about you. What more do you want from me?
Okay. Mine are One Thing, Tell Me a Lie, Same Mistakes. Oh my gosh. I Wish. And Gotta Be You. Done.
Yeah. Oops. I started playing I Wish. I'm sorry.
Okay, Take Me Home. Go. No. Turn this off. You're gonna have so much to edit, Daisy.
Take Me Home?
Yeah, expanded edition.
Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Nobody Compares.
Okay, that's what I was waiting for.
Thank you. Kiss You. Heart Attack. Last First Kiss. And oh man, I got a little too excited listening to these things. Hold on, I am torn between I Would and come on,
girl.
Come on, dance with me, baby. Yeah, what he says, I'm gonna say, come on,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Mine are.
Okay.
Mine are Over Again. No. You said Last First Kiss.
Okay, y'all sound off in the motherfucking comments. Whose team are you on?
The poll that you need to put in this, Daisy, is Last First Kiss or Over Again.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'm gonna put a poll. Y'all let me know.
Okay. Anyways, Over Again, Magic.
Whoa.
She's Not Afraid. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And Live While We're Young.
Cause everything you do is magic.
Okay, Slay. Midnight Memories, Deluxe.
Deluxe Edition. Okay, why don't we go there? Like, top 1D song of all time.
Yeah.
Happily?
That's such a good song.
Thank you. I think so, too. Through the Dark?
Oh, such a good song.
Better Than Words?
Yep, real.
And then maybe I'll say Strong.
I like all of those. Okay.
Thank you.
Mine goes Midnight Memories.
Mm-hmm.
Happily.
Mm-hmm.
Strong.
Mm-hmm.
Little White Lies.
Mm-hmm.
You hate her. And Through the Dark.
Hater, I hardly even know her. Through the Dark.
Jail.
Baby, Through the Dark.
Okay, Four Deluxe, go.
Four Deluxe, the ultimate edition. Okay, Where Do Broken Hearts Go? Was that you smacking your forehead?
Yes.
Word.
Correct.
No Control.
Oh, good song.
Steal My Girl.
Good song.
Girl Almighty.
Yep.
And Fireproof.
Boom. Okay, ready for mine?
Yeah.
Where Do Broken Hearts Go? That is my ultimate tier One Direction song. I would,
yeah.
If someone was like, hey, you only have, hey, you only have 3 minutes and 48 seconds to live. What do you want to do? I'm listening to this song. Okay, so Where Do Broken Hearts Go? Stockholm Syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Change Your Ticket. And, oh man, No Control. Did I already say that?
I don't know. Okay. I don't think so.
I don't know. Okay, anyways.
I was listening, I just don't remember.
I don't think you were listening. What was the first song I said?
It was Where Do Broken Hearts Go, bitch. And you said you had 3 minutes of 48
seconds. What was the second song I said?
One of them was Stockholm Syndrome. One of them was Change Your Ticket.
It was Stockholm Syndrome, anyways.
Thank you. All
right, Made in the AM Deluxe Edition.
Okay. Temporary Fix. Olivia. End of the motherfucking day.
Oh. Okay.
Walking in the Wind.
Mm-hmm.
And Hey Angel.
Okay. Mine is Hey Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Love You Goodbye.
Mm.
Walking in the Wind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Honestly, haters will say it's fake, but I want to write you a song.
No, that one's beautiful.
And Temporary Fix. Did I already say that?
No, I don't think so. You said, Hey Angel. You said, Love You Goodbye. I want to write you a song, Temporary Fix, and Walking in the Wind. That's what you said.
Okay, real. All right. Okay. Now we got through those. That took us like 20 minutes or so.
Cool. Also, I would love to give a shout out to Home.
Oh, such a good song. The way that it's not in an album is so fucking criminal.
I know, because no one really appreciates it for what it is.
Okay. Next question. If you could only hear one song live, which would you pick?
See, this is hard because it's like, is there a song I didn't get to hear live that I really want to? Yes. Mm. Is there a song I heard live that I loved hearing it live? Yes. So where do I go from there?
Honestly, I think I need to hear one thing live. Like, that would just be such a fucking hoot.
You sing all like, day and
like
all
the
night.
Energy in the room would be electric.
Yeah, that's so true.
It would be crazy, and I would be like sobbing. And
could you
screaming.
Also imagine all of their vocals on hearing like "Hey Angel" or could you imagine Olivia live?
Gosh. So what's yours?
That's a really great question.
Thanks.
Fuck, dude. Mine is I Wish. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Maybe Kiss You. Kiss You is really fun.
Honestly, Kiss You is so fun.
Or Heart Attack.
Okay, and I said I'm one. Like, no. You have to pick one. So
I say Kiss
one?
You. Kiss You.
Okay, final answer.
Beep.
locked in.
Final answer.
Okay. Well, come to our concert where One Direction will be performing Kiss You and One Thing.
Songs they have already performed live. New Year.
Okay, this next one is, this next question, when I thought of it, I was like, this is gonna be so funny. Okay, so if you were to write a 1D fan fiction,
yeah,
who would it be about? What's the trope?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it set?
Whoa, okay.
And what's, like, the main drama?
Ooh, okay.
So just think it out loud. Like, think, say your thoughts out loud.
Yeah, so obviously I would write about Niall.
Right.
Because I'm in love with him.
Right.
And I think what, like, trope, I guess there's a few tropes, you know, but it's, I'm more of a, I love a childhood friends to lover situation.
Love, obsessed.
So eating. here's what I'm thinking. Do I want
it's okay,
to be childhood just... friends? Here's the thing. Here's the premise that I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Set the scene for me. Okay, I have two different routes that I would go for here. And one of them is childhood friends, one of them is not.
Okay.
So one of them I'm thinking is they both grow up together at, I guess, in Ireland or something. I don't know, because he's Irish. And that's, like, where he would grow up. And then they go, oh, she, whatever, goes away to, they, self-insert.
So true.
The character, I'm going to say she for her, okay? She goes away to, like, the States for college or whatever. And then there's, like, those 4 years where they're not, like, talking. They were, like, friends, but, like, not besties, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes back home. And he's still there. It's almost like a Hannah Montana movie situation with that guy where he's like, Miley, like, you don't remember me or whatever, but he's like Irish.
Yeah.
And he's still been like coming around having dinner with her family and stuff. Like, he's really part of the community and the family there. And she's kind of like different, you know, like she went to the States or whatever. And so she comes back and it's also almost like a Sweet Home Alabama situation because she has a boyfriend back in the States. Could also possibly be fiancé, but now she's back home. Maybe she's home because of a family situation, you know, like,
right, like something happened.
Something happened, or it's like a birthday party, you know what I mean? It depends how deep you want to get it. And so now she's back, she's reconnecting with Niall, and she's like, fuck, actually, I love my home and I love this guy, but I'm trying to set up a life with this guy back in the States. And then it could have the big drama where she's like they, she now like verge of kissing, like feelings are really being realized. And then her fiance or whatever is like, surprise, I'm coming to visit, to be here with your family. I want to meet everybody. And so now it's just super awkward tension.
Oh my God.
And then maybe the fiance and Niall get into a fight or something.
Whoa.
And then she's very obviously like, don't hurt Niall, and the fiance's like, what about me? And she's like, oh,
right.
She's like, I need to figure all this family stuff out, like, maybe you should just go back home. And he's like, wow, call me when you get your shit figured out.
Why am I like invested in this?
Maybe I'll write this.
Yeah, I think you should write this and we should read it.
So I'm not telling you guys the ending yet, but
no, don't tell me that,
because I just think the setting, good. I love the setting of Ireland. I think it's beautiful. I love that, like, being back home when you're like trying to distance yourself from stuff. Like, maybe she had bigger, better aspirations than what her little Ireland town had for her. I know nothing about Ireland, first of all.
Right.
She goes away and she gets all these opportunities and big ideas. This fiance, I'm deciding they're engaged.
Okay.
This fiance, they're totally in love. Like, he's amazing, super, like, great career aspirations, whatever. And then going back home and being like, nothing beats this small town home feel. And I guess I was more homesick than I realized. And also, Niall, what the fuck? Like, you grew up to be a man. What the hell?
I'm, like, eating this up.
So I think that would be mine.
Does he save any bloody sheets?
Yeah, but it's only because she takes his virginity.
Right. Okay, fair enough. That could happen.
There's lots of pegging, oh, first of all.
What's the name of this fan fiction? Pegging?
Peg me in Ireland. Or kiss me, I'm Irish.
Kiss me, I'm Irish.
It's called Home by One Direction.
Oh. That's actually good.
I don't know the title yet.
Home Sweet Guinness.
Pour Me a
That's
Pint.
The title.
It's called Pour Me a Pint. In parentheses, a Niall Horan fan.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, it's called This Town.
Oh, so true. This Town. A Niall Horan fan fiction. Niall, like, sues you.
Me and Anna Todd are going to be besties after this.
Literally.
So I think that would be mine.
Okay, I love that. That was Thank so you. Good.
Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome. I expect this to be written.
Okay.
It's due May 23rd at midnight. Please email it to me. Please
do Tuesday. Tuesday at midnight.
Yes, MLA format.
Oh, man.
Citations needed.
You know, and I only need know you... Chicago anymore.
And I need you to do, like, a playlist for the fan fiction.
I'll come up with a cast, too.
Okay.
Okay, so what's yours?
Of course, mine is going to be, like, sort of enemies to lovers, but they're not enemies. Okay, so basically, this is what I'm picturing. I'm picturing... like my best friend, whoever that may be. If you, Daisy, you want to insert yourself, go ahead.
I already accidentally did with the other one.
And their significant other,
Niall Horan.
Right. So I'm Daisy's best friend, or I'm this person's best friend. I'm not gonna put you in it, okay? No, I can't put you in it. Okay, this person's best. So, okay. My best friend is getting married to this, or starting to date this guy, and I meet this guy's best friend, who is Harry Styles. and, you know, we're, like, good in the beginning. I'm like, oh my gosh, so nice to meet you. But Harry's having, like, a bad year, so he's just, like, not very nice to me when we first meet. And because I'm a big person on first impressions, that pisses me off, and I'm like, fuck this. And so so we kind of are automatically don't like each other. We're both having, like, bad nights, or we're both just, like, not making good first impression.
Yeah,
so, like, whatever, we go about, like, our lives not liking each other. We just are like, whatever. And then our best friends are like, we're getting married and you're both gonna be our maid of honor and best man.
Whoa.
And you guys are going to help us plan the wedding, and it's going to be this whole thing, and we're eloping. We're not eloping, but their wedding's going to be somewhere, like, tropical or something, so we have to, like, go on this trip. So, like, Harry and I have to spend so much time together, and we, like, hate each other. I mean, does it seem like I've never thought about this before?
So, yeah, like, no, I was like, oh, she goes, and you're like, so, Harry and I...
Like, I'm, of course, this is a Harry fan fiction.
This is, like, your nighttime thoughts, but you're actually speaking them
right
now.
But I'm actually speaking that loud. And we end up going, like, some... We go to, like, Greece. I'll just say that. Well, I don't know why Greece, but we go, like, there.
Because it's beautiful.
Right. And there's, like, so many issues with, like, the hotel. So then it ends up being a one-bed trope where, like, we have to share a room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I can't just go share it with someone else, but, like...
Not your bestie.
I have to... Well, no, she's getting married, so, like... I can't... What am I supposed to do?
She's not married yet. Okay, what's she gonna do? Gonna... Sleep with her husband before they get married? Whore.
But I don't want to, like, interrupt their, like, honeymoon-ish... Not honeymoon, but, like...
No, I get what you mean.
Whatever. So then, whatever, we end up having to, like... be like forced proximity, okay? Mm-hmm. And then, like, things go wrong, but then he's, like, there for me and I'm there for him, and then, like, the wedding's over and we have to go back home, but our best friends are on their honeymoon.
Yeah.
And we go back home and, like, we still are seeing, like, we see each other at, like, events and stuff, and then he starts dating someone and I start dating someone, and it's like now we're kind of mad at each other because we're, like, why are you dating someone?
Yeah, it's like When Harry Met Sally, when they both are dating someone, they're very like, she's not that great to like other people.
And then we kind of like start having a thing, but then we're like, no, we can't do this because like, if we don't, like, if this doesn't work, then like, we'll fuck up our relationships with her. Anyways, so yeah, it's kind of like, it's angsty.
I kind of love.
Yeah.
That's kind of wild.
It's kind of giving, have you ever seen the movie Life as We Know It?
Yes, that was my first thought when you're like, our friends are getting married. I was like, oh my God.
Except in this, that our friends don't die.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. Yeah.
So that's what I would do.
I kind of love that. The shenanigans that could happen.
Yes, like we would like pull pranks on each other or like mess things up for each other. Yeah.
I really like that. That's very on brand too.
I picture it as like a movie.
Yeah, no, I do too. I can like see it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of love.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. Next question.
The next question is, if One Direction were to have a reunion tour, who would you want to be their opener?
Damn. I would want... Cher Lloyd.
Oh.
The energy in that room would be electric.
No, you're so right.
Like, imagine Cher Lloyd performing Want You Back. What's that best friend song?
This is my OD. Yeah. Remember all the trouble we got into? This is Cher Lloyd by Bucky G and Cher Lloyd. Remember all the trouble we got into? Who didn't flush the toilet? Who didn't shit? How was it me? That's fucking 1 a.m. Disgusting. That is direct dialogue from my fanfiction.
Anyway, so I'm picking Cher Lloyd.
I think Niall Horan would be a great opener.
That's so stupid.
I know.
I think Taylor Swift would be a great opener.
I think maybe Slipknot would be really good.
Okay. I think Boy Genius would be a fantastic opener.
You're onto something with that one.
That would be the great. The energy in that room would be so weird.
The gay women who are like, I love One Direction, would want to see them there.
I want Ollie Mertz or whatever.
And Flo Rida for that one song that they did.
Pitbull to be their opener.
Yeah. But only for like the South American tour. No, okay. As a joke, I was gonna say The Wanted, but consider I know one of them left, so it's not the same, but consider Little Mix.
Honestly.
Salute.
I was thinking that.
Salute.
Salute. I loved that song.
DNA.
It's in his DNA.
DNA. DNA. What was their one that I loved? Was called like Move or something.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know I'm the move? Did you count the phone? See
that I can be. Wait, hold on. Sitting back on that ball.
Thank you for going, wait, hold on.
Every day, I'm so thankful that, like, people don't know who we are.
That was the same vibe in Parks and Rec, when he's like, turn the music down.
Anyways.
Wait, hold on.
This is like the worst episode we've ever recorded.
I think it's really fucking good though. Oh my God. Okay. Okay, so My next question is, what is your fave solo album? I'm asking this to someone who's only listened to Harry and Niall solo music, really. Okay, well, I was gonna say
I listened to Zayn's first album, but like, I don't know if my fave.
I had originally put like, or you could do your favorite Harry's and your favorite Niall's, but I think we all know at this point Heartbreak Weather is Niall's best album. Right. Although the show, I'm excited to see what he has in store for us.
I'd say my favorite solo album, honestly, is probably, I'm about to shock some people.
Actually, I think it's
Fine Line.
I was gonna say, I think Fine Line has the most of my favorite Harry songs on it. Right. But as an album, Harry's House is really good.
Yeah.
I think my favorite Harry Styles song, at least at the moment, is Grape Juice.
Oh, such a good song. I fucking love that song. Actually, I'm going to take back. This is so hard. I go through, like, phases with Harry's albums where, like, sometimes I'm really HS1, sometimes I'm Fine Line. Sometimes I'm Harry's House. But I think as an album, from start to finish, I actually am going to take back my answer. I'm going to go Harry's House.
Whoa.
I actually think it's my favorite album. Like, actually, genuinely. Because I could list off more songs off of there than I can Fine Line or
HS1. Period.
Yeah. What about you? What's your favorite solo album?
Okay, so as an album, like I said, I really like Harry's House. I don't listen to it a lot, though. If you had a gun to my head and were, like, sing all of the words of any of the songs on this album, I couldn't do it. You'd have to kill me.
Damn. If you put a gun to my head and you told me to list out every song on Niall's first album, I would be dead. That album is called Flicker, right?
Yeah. And it has some really good songs on it, but it's definitely like his first album by himself. Yeah. You know what I mean? Heartbreak rather redeemed anything that Flicker like left us wanting.
Right.
It's hard because I love Niall, so I love Heartbreak Weather. But it's like if I have to be like an objective music listener, you know, I think Harry's House is like a better album. Although I do love a lot of songs from Fine Line.
Right.
And like that era, I was like more into listening to solo Harry at that point. Right. So I'm going to say Harry's House, but those are my thoughts behind that answer.
Okay. This next question I added last minute.
It was like, what, did I write that?
No. List your top 5 favorite songs from your fave solo album. So if you want to do Heartbreak Weather and I can do a Harry album, that's fine.
I think I'm going to do that.
Okay, so my top 5 favorite songs from Harry's House, in no specific order, are Satellite, Daylight, Keep Driving, Grape Juice, and Cinema. You've got the cinema.
1, 2, 3. So my favorite off of Heartbreak Weather.
Fart weather.
Yeah. So can I go on now?
Yes.
I think we are actually gonna not be friends after
this. Go ahead.
Okay. Cross Your Mind, period. Dear Patience. Still. New Angel. And I'm gonna say the titular Heartbreak Weather.
Nice. Those are good ones. I agree with all of them.
Thank you.
Okay. Fantastic.
Amazing. Okay, and then my next one is, which One Direction album has the best first and last song?
Whoa. Oh, I really gotta go look.
And in my mind, I'm not thinking of counting, like, the bonus tracks.
Okay, so it's like... Okay.
Up All Night begins with What Makes You Beautiful and ends with Stole My Heart.
Okay.
Take Me Home starts with Live While We're Young and ends with Summer Love.
Nope.
Midnight Memory starts with Best Song Ever and ends with Better Than Words.
Mm.
Four starts with Steal My Girl and ends with Clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And then Made in the AM starts with Hey Angel and ends with History.
I'm going four. Like, you're going from Steal My Girl to Clouds?
Yeah.
I'm having a good time. I'm shaking my ass.
Yeah. I think I might say Midnight Memories from Best Song honestly, Ever.
Yeah.
To Better Than Words.
That's but like honestly, a fun one.
You know what? You know what?
What?
I might have to take that back.
Uh-oh.
I might say Made in the AM, actually. Because if I think about it, Midnight Memories, banger first and last song, I don't think I care for the middle of it as much as Made in the AM to get from that first to that last song.
No, that's fair.
Okay. I'm going to say Made in the AM. I've changed my mind.
Okay.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to rankings. This is all on that tier list website that I just found or whatever.
Tiermaker.com.
Tiermaker.com. So this one that we're going to do is the music videos. It goes from above average up to brilliant, up to work of art, up to iconic, up to legendary.
Legendary.
So the first one we have here, for me at least, is Best Song Ever.
Yeah, I think ours are the same.
Okay.
Okay. I'm putting this one as iconic.
I am too, because of the absolute cinema at the beginning of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay, next one is Drag Me Down.
Yeah. If you had asked me when this came out, because I was trigger warning a Liam girl at the time, I would have said work of art, because he looked good at that. You have to admit.
I'm admitting.
Thank you.
You can now, admit me.
It's not really one I would go back for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was just going to say above average. Like, yeah, it's okay.
They're a bender. Okay. Next is Gotta Be You.
This is fucking legendary.
Whoa, I think I'm gonna put brilliant.
Okay.
Shadow Pico did it better.
Okay, I think it's fucking legendary. When... I think it's legendary because Louis driving a Mini Cooper. Zayn is like on a train.
Niall's like crying with his guitar.
Harry is
leaving uni? Is that what he's doing?
Uni. Liam is like by a bonfire or something.
They all are at some point.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. I think it's fucking legendary.
You don't have
but now
to
I'm kind of like rethinking. Should I put it as work of art?
I mean, if you want
I'm gonna do work of art. I'm gonna do work of art.
Okay.
It's because I'm thinking about how we recreated it, and I think that's why I want to say legendary.
I forgot that we
lost footage.
We lost footage of that and our Adam and Eve skit.
Okay. I'm sorry that my iPad mini decided to shut down and delete everything.
Do you remember that I'm pretty sure Adam, God, and the snake, and you were Eve?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep, I was just but who had to edit that?
But me. Who lost the footage?
Me! My iPad mini did. I to this day still think maybe it's stuck in an iCloud somewhere. I don't know, it's gone.
I wish we could find it. That'd be so funny.
Anyways. Next is History.
I think by definition, this is a work of art because of all those clips they put throughout the years.
Right. Herstory.
They made herstory.
Okay.
Kiss You? That's legendary for me. Kiss You is like my favorite music video.
I'm going to say it's iconic.
That's so valid.
It's so good, though.
Thank you. It's next one.
Oh my god.
Next, we've got Little Things.
This one is above average. Yeah. It's literally just them staring into the camera with black and white filter.
I'm calling it above average because that is the only option I have at the bottom of this tier.
Or else it would be all the way below.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Next one is Live While We're Young. This fucking music video is legendary.
It is. I have to agree. The summer vibes of like their girlfriends having cameos in it, Louis' shorts, like them going ham in that Jeep.
Them doing those little like they're in like balls in the lake or something.
Yeah, the hamster balls.
Such a crazy description.
Hamster balls that you can go into. So the next one is Midnight Motherfucking Memories.
This one is legendary to me. I rewatch this one often. Yeah.
Whoa. I haven't seen it.
So hot in it.
I haven't seen it in a minute.
You need to go rewatch it because it's so good.
I'm going to put it as brilliant.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Night Changes.
I'm going to say work of art.
See, I'm torn between that and iconic because of all their little dating fiascos in it.
Mm.
I'm going to say iconic. It's an iconic music video. Like, it's someone I would, like, if I wanted to show someone a One Direction music video, that would be one of them because it's so, no, it's kind of funny.
That's real.
Thank you.
Next one is One Thing, which is fucking legendary as fuck.
You can't put that anywhere but legendary. No.
Like, that one is so good.
Please and thank you. Okay, the next one is the Teenage Kicks. What's that song called? One Way or Another.
I'm putting that at brilliant. I think it's brilliant.
I'm going to say work of art. I think it's really fun. Mm. I think they're super fucking cute in it. And it's like that whole thing that they made it themselves, which makes it even better.
Right.
Okay, next is Perfect. That's above average for me.
Yeah, it's also above average for me. I don't really care for this music video.
I don't care for the song either, so.
You really hate this song.
I hate it. Okay. Like, from the first, like, in the beginning, I hate it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next one is Steal My Girl.
That's fucking iconic.
I'm gonna say it's just brilliant.
Wow, yeah. Danny DeVito hater.
Yeah.
Niall looks really cute in it, though.
Okay.
Okay, well, next is Story of My Life.
I'm going to say it's brilliant just because it is really cute when they, like, have their family in it.
Yeah, for the same reason, I'm putting it in the same spot.
Yeah.
Then is this What Makes You Beautiful?
Yes.
It has to be. You can't describe it as something other than iconic. It's like the One Direction music video.
It's literally iconic.
No.
Okay, and that's it, guys.
No other music video.
That's it. We're done. That's it.
Like, you can't. No. You cannot pay me to address this music video right now.
You and I is the worst music video I've ever seen in my life.
And that's why I'm putting it in a work of art. Because those transitions, nothing less than artful.
Are you actually, you're going to put it in work of art?
No, I'm not even going to put it in the fucking thing.
No, I'm not putting it in the thing. Anyways, those were our tiers for their music videos.
Yeah.
Okay, so change of plans. We're actually not going to do another tier ranking because they take a long time. So instead, we're going to do some quizzes. I love doing quizzes, and Daisy found some really good ones, so I'm excited.
So did you, Leo?
So I only found one, but thank you. So the first one we're going to take is one of the ones Daisy's found.
All of us found.
Anyways, one of the ones that Daisy found, and it's who's your 1D boyfriend? I'm so excited to find out.
It's going to be really fun. I hope it's actually good. I just kind of found these and didn't look at them because I wanted to go into it the same as you. So
okay.
Hopefully it's not that Italian movie one again.
Shut up. Shut up. I am never recording ever again. That fucking Italian one, I like didn't even, I'm gonna be honest with everyone right now, I didn't even listen to the rest of that episode because I didn't want to hear us.
I had to listen to it because I was editing, so it was really fun to kind of edit out also us googling who any of the people.
Okay, anyway, okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so, question, oh, go ahead.
No, you could go.
No, go.
Okay. So the first question is, what's your sun sign? This is not based on compatibility, FYI, so don't stress.
I'm stressed.
So are you fire, earth, air, or water?
I'm fire. I'm a Sag.
I'm air. I'm an Aquarius.
Okay. Pick a random holiday. Christmas, birthday, St. Patty's Day, Valentine's Day, Passover, elite Jewish people.
Yeah. Of these, Christmas is a more fun, like, time of year, you know?
I'm going Christmas.
Yeah. Okay, next one is pick a female artist that I love. This is just Julia.
Did you make this? No, I didn't.
Lana Del Rey, SZA, Britney Spears, Taylor Swift, or Claro?
I'm going Taylor Swift.
I'm gonna say Lana Del Rey, even though I only know like two songs.
I literally actually listen to all of these female artists. This is fun.
I know.
Okay. Pick a place to fall in love. The shadows.
click.
Over the internet, a quiet town, on vacation, a bustling city. I'm gonna say on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fun.
I'm gonna say a bustling city. So you have things to do.
Yep, that's real.
That's purely it. Pick someone to fall for. Yourself, heart. Your enemy. The quiet kid. Childhood best friend. Or a beautiful stranger.
I'm going to go with childhood best friend. I know you thought I was going to pick enemy, but I would much rather end up with, like, someone that I have known my whole life.
No, I think, okay, I agree. I'm not going to get into it more than that, but yes, yeah. I agree.
What's your ideal type of vacation? A huge city to get lost in, spa trip with your besties, secluded beach resort, full on tourist with maps and cringy merch. A rainy village. I'm going to do a huge city to get lost in because there's so much to do.
I'm going to say full on tourist with maps and cringy merch because I feel like, honestly, that's a fun time.
No, that is a fun time. I agree. I have to agree.
Thank you. Drink of choice. Water. Alcohol, baby. Milk. Soda, coffee.
I'm going coffee.
I'm gonna say soda because I love ginger ale.
Real.
I would pick lemonade if it was there though.
Real.
Thank you.
Pick a scent. Cigarette smoke wafting through the air. What the fuck?
I know people who like the way cigarettes smell.
Could not be me. It gives me a headache.
Yeah.
A sweet cologne, hot cocoa, and a fire. Flowers that you picked up after work. Fresh baked cookies.
Fresh baked cookies.
I'm going to say flowers that you picked up after work.
Aww.
Yeah.
Cookies smell so good and then they taste good too. Choose a time of day. Dawn. late morning, early afternoon, dusk, or midnight?
I'm picking late morning because that's when I have the least amount of anxiety.
I'm picking late morning as well. That's when I feel like okay. My day can start and I can be chill.
Okay. Pick an aesthetic. Sorry, I love you. I don't know why they put that. But okay.
I don't know either.
Artsy. Sunflowers, vinyls, picnics, Converse, paint covering all your clothes. Dark academia, secrets, coffee stains on books, dark green, lingering whispers, indie, big hoodies, pigs in gas stations, butterflies, laughs, skateboarding, cottagecore, that shade of sage green, little flowers, books, sunlight, pastel dresses, grunge, messy eyeliner, cigarettes, city nights, dark clothing, chain jewelry.
I'm gonna say I would mix aspects of indie with dark academia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say dark academia, or no, sorry, I'm gonna say indie. It seems more fun.
I'm gonna pick artsy.
Slay. Pick a One Direction song. Fool's Gold, I Want, Infinity, Rock Me, Story of My Life. These are the most insane options to put together.
This is really scary, but I'm going I Want.
I'm doing Fool's Gold.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Who's our boyfriend?
What did you get?
I got Niall.
I got Harry.
Oh my god. Wait, what does it say for you?
Mine says you're a kind soul who is always down for a good time, whether that's driving around blasting music or cuddling and watching a movie. You're the best kind of person, Illy.
Real.
What does yours say?
Mine says, okay, bestie, go bestie. You're probably the funniest, most fun person ever. Your energy and laugh and smile are contagious, and you can make anyone happy just by entering a room.
This is the best day of my life.
Niall is the least gotten option, and the top two that are tied are Zayn and Louie.
So we both, like, oh my god.
We got rare boys.
Whoa.
Wait, I'm taking a picture of this. This is the best moment of my life. Okay, wait, that was amazing. I'm so happy.
I, like, love that.
I couldn't be more thrilled with how that turned out.
No, I'm, like, happy right now.
Literally.
Okay, next quiz we're gonna do is how much random One Direction knowledge do you have? Let's find out if we're real One Directioners. Oh my god, if we're real Directioners. What was the name of Louis Pigeon in the video diaries? Kevin, Kyle, Ralph, or Ringo?
It tells you. I'm feeling Ralph, but I'm gonna go Kevin. Which is correct.
Correct. It's Kevin. Ralph. What the fuck, Ringo?
He's gonna wreck it. Okay. What was One Direction's second song? What Makes You Beautiful, Gotta Be You, Up All Night, or More Than This? Lock in your answers.
Oh, wait. Okay. I put Gotta Be You.
I did too, and that's correct.
Okay, and that's correct. Okay, yay! 2 for 2.
2 for 2.
Uh-oh. When was One Direction formed? Okay, I'm just gonna guess. I think I know, though. Okay, I put one in.
Whoa, I got it right.
2010.
Yeah.
Slay. Oh, the I also picture. Didn't say the answer, sorry. 2009, 2011, 2012, 2010.
Yeah, it was 2010 is the answer.
Right.
Which band member used to dye their hair? Zayn, Louis, Harry, or Niall? Okay, don't forget Zayn had a vanilla swirl.
Right.
Don't ever
obviously,
forget.
The correct answer is...
Niall, my boyfriend, and his chicken.
Aww. Aww. Oh. Which member has a solo album called Flicker?
Julia's like, I don't fucking know.
Obviously, it's Niall.
Yeah. Okay. That album cover, I hate looking at it.
Wait. Oh, okay.
It scares me.
No, I know. Okay, ready?
Which of these is not a 1D song? Still the One, Best Mistake, Stand Up, or I Would?
Okay.
So the correct answer is Best Mistake. It is not a One Direction song. However, it is an Ariana Grande song.
Just in case you wanted to know.
Right.
Well, I got that one right. So.
Me too. Thank you.
Who is the oldest member of the group? Harry, Liam, Zayn, or Louis?
It's my boy Louis.
It's Louis, correct. Yeah.
Whoa. Which of these did not hit the UK top 10s? One Thing, Kiss You, Midnight Memories, and Little Things. Fuck. Did not hit the top 10. I'm just gonna guess.
I'm gonna guess also.
I got it wrong.
I got it right. It was so Midnight Memories.
Yeah, Midnight Memories is just a correct answer.
So I was just dropped my phone. I feel like that one is like the least known.
Yeah. So I got 7 out of 8. True fan.
I got 8 out of 8. Directioner.
So I guess I'm not a directioner.
No, you.
I don't have
your entire life have, to this podcast.
I don't have One Direction infection or anything. No. I actually don't care about One Direction at all, and I've been lying this whole episode.
Right. Okay, Daisy, pick our next quiz. We'll do one more.
I think we're going to do the one that will say which member we are so that we can all know for, like, once and for all.
Okay.
Choose a food. Seafood, fast food, chicken, or pasta?
Honestly, I'm going fast food.
Same. I love Taco Bell.
I love fast food. Okay, choose a One Direction song. Little Things, Once in a Lifetime, Act My Age, Little Black Dress, or You and I?
I wonder what Julia's going to pick.
What the fuck? Who is choosing these? What do you mean?
Which one are you going to pick?
Little Black Dress.
Whoa, I thought you were going to pick You and I.
Oh, actually, I'm picking You and I. I forgot about that.
I'm picking Act My Age. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Where would I find you at a party? By the snacks, socializing and making friends, with your friend who forced you to come, or dancing?
Listen, I'm gonna be by the snacks.
Actually, see, I would socialize, but like only with my friend, you know? No, I can be pretty social. I'm gonna socialize.
I'm gonna be with my friend who forced. I wouldn't be forced to go, though. I'm gonna just be by the snacks.
Yeah, so valid.
Okay, what are your typical plans for the weekend? Partying. Go out with a few friends, stay in and watch a movie.
I usually stay in and watch a movie, but I will do that with friends. But I'm going to say stay in and watch a movie.
I'm going to say go out with a few friends.
Because also my weekends are weekdays because of my work schedule, so it's like...
So true.
How would your friends describe you? Caring, funny, outgoing, or shy? I would describe you as outgoing.
Okay.
Because I can see you like approaching people and things like that, but also I feel like you're very outgoing and going for what you want. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you will see something you want and then pursue it. And that applies to a lot of areas of life.
Oh my gosh.
What am I?
You're caring.
Oh. Ew.
Caring friend. Ew. Ugh. Delete this footage.
I try to cover that with humor and you're not going to say I'm funny? I'll kill you.
We're both funny. I would have put funny too.
No, real.
Okay. Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
Introvert.
I'm an extrovert.
Period.
I would have said amnivert because it is there, but I'll just be fair here and just say extrovert.
That's so valid.
Okay.
What is most important to you? Money, love, family or friends?
I'm just gonna. I don't know.
It feels too revealing.
Why is this hard?
This feels really revealing too.
Just gonna say my friends, but I also like care about my family.
No, I do too. I'm gonna say the same thing and just move on.
Okay. Are you a lover or a fighter?
But the options are lover or fire. Fire. Bitch, I'm a lover. I'm a hater, but I'm a lover.
Yeah, I'm a lover.
I don't be fighting.
Well, there's an option for you, so don't worry.
Oh, slay, okay. Pick a Taylor Swift song. Don't Blame Me, Paper Rings, Bad Blood, Lover, or I Don't Listen to Taylor Swift.
Mine's gonna be Don't Blame Me. Don't blame me, love me, I'm crazy if it doesn't show I'm doing it right.
Okay. I'm gonna be I Don't Listen to Taylor Swift.
Right. Oh.
I'm okay, skipping.
Daisy, which member do you want to get?
I want to get X Factor era Louis.
I want to get Niall.
Who did you get?
I got Louis.
I got Harry.
No! Damn it! Why wasn't I Niall?
I don't know.
Mine says you're definitely the comedian of the group. You enjoy banter with your friends, but also have an emotional side to you, which I guess is true.
Yeah. Mine says you are open-minded and always help your friends when they need it and give them great advice. You're very in touch with your emotions and not afraid to be yourself. I'm not going to speak on that at all.
Anyways, next.
Okay. So we are going to do our last segment now, which is Bad 1D Imagines that I've found. Julia has not seen or heard any of these.
They are
pictures, but you don't need the pictures to really fully get the gist of them, as you will know. Okay, so here's what I have. These are in no order of, like, worst to best or anything like that.
I'm so excited.
Imagine. Niall, when he... This is Niall singing. When he opens his arm and holds you close tonight, it just won't be right. I'm sorry, I can't do this. I just miss your name. Should I say your name? Should I say Julia for these?
I don't care. No, please say your name or YN. Say YN.
Okay. You ask Liam, who am I to you? Liam says, to me, you're nobody. You get furious. What? Liam says, nobody is perfect, and I found my Mrs. Nobody.
No!
This is the picture.
That is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Jail to whoever made that.
There's no name on it. I guess they didn't want to claim it.
It's fine.
All right, next one. Imagine you were laying on bed with Harry, chatting before going to sleep. Then you asked him, if your mom and I were in a plane and it was about to crush, who would you save? He smirked and said, I'll save my mom and die with you.
These are so bad. I'll save my mom and die with you. Bro, that doesn't make any sense. Bro,
I know.
They would just die and you would live with your mom.
Okay, imagine you're walking down a crowded shopping center in London while checking your phone for the latest tweets. You just saw a tweet from Niall. At Niall Official, shopping with the boys, I just saw something very beautiful, might score it.
Might score it?
While you are wondering what the tweet is about, someone taps on your shoulder. You turn around and it's Niall.
No.
Hi, fancy getting a cuppa with me? He asked nervously. And that's it.
Hi, fancy getting a cuppa with me.
They spelled it not
Okay. Gosh.
This one is so funny and reminds me of something very specific to me and Julia. Or Julia and me, whatever. Imagine you graduated, but your boyfriend Niall can't be there at the ceremony because he's on tour. You're quite sad about it, but you totally understand it. When you're signing your diploma... When you're signing your diploma, you hear guitar playing.
No!
And when you look up, you see Niall walking up to you with a proud smile on his face, singing a song he's written himself about how proud he is. At the end of the song, he hugs you tightly, kisses you, and then says, "Congratulations, babe. You're amazing. I'm so proud of you."
Ew, I would literally
you know
off that, myself.
You know what that reminds me of?
When I had that dream that Niall sang Stereo Hearts to you on guitar in the middle
also,
of lunch.
But also when he went, potato.
Potato.
Okay. Hashtag imagine. You are at a meet and greet of the lads. Suddenly, Liam Payne walks over. Liam. Hey, beautiful, what's your name? You. YN. Blush. Liam. So YN. What do you think about Niall? This one's about me, okay? I need you to know this imagine's about me.
This is literally, this would have been like such, no, this would be so you coded.
No, because listen to how you respond. He's a really adorable and hot guy. I love his personality, you know? He's still the little immature boy in the public. I love how he doesn't let the hate bring him down and his adorable smile. Liam. Liam, whoa. Walks over and tells the others. Niall walks over to you. Actually, I wanted to talk to you, but I was too shy, so Liam did it, and he told me what you told him. And to be honest, I bet you are the princess I waited so long for. Be mine. I actually commissioned that one.
I can tell. I actually wrote that one myself.
This one almost made me cry. Imagine you're calling Zane. I miss you so much. When are you coming back? Zane, I'll be home soon. Don't cry, babe. You, how'd you know I was crying? Zane, turn around. And then it's just him, like, smiling.
No, turn around.
Turn around, babe. Imagine you're a waitress at a restaurant and your manager tells you to serve a table of 5 boys.
Oh no.
You walk over and notice a certain blonde boy smiling at you. The other 4 boys take their orders and it's his turn to order. You turn to him and what would you like? He smiles and answers, you.
No, jail. I would literally call the cops on him.
Also, I'd like
someone else has to take this table. I'm not taking it.
The reason I have so many Niall ones is because they're the worst. You know what I mean?
No, they're like, the worst ones.
They're so bad. Okay, this one is a little visual, but it's really fucking funny. It says, imagine you're giving birth to your guys' first kid and Harry's standing by your side the entire time looking like this.
Nope. Nope.
He's like mid-walking in a parking lot or something.
In like a flannel and Converse.
Yeah. That's what he looks like. He's in his sunglasses. That's right. What he looks like next to you while you're having your first kid.
Right.
Imagine Harry to Niall. Harry, where is she? She promised she'd come tonight. Niall, I don't know H, but I'll hope you look for her in the crowd. I'll hope you look for her in the crowd, even though there's a lot of people. They looked around, nothing. So the boys started their concert and began it with Diana. As it kept going. As it kept going, Harry finally spotted you. He smiled and looked away with a blush. Harry, she kept her promise.
We commissioned this one.
Yeah.
We commissioned this one.
Imagine. You have waited Liam to wear a white t-shirt for a week, so now your plan would work. You...
What?
You crap a little bucket full of water. No! And walk behind him. You, hi babe, how was your day? When Liam turns around, you throw the water over him. Liam, oh my God. Cold. You, sorry, babe. I thought I took warm water. Liam, why would you do that? You, I have my reasons. You smirk and watch his abs, which are now showing through the t-shirt.
Ew. Ice bucket challenge.
Ah, cold.
Cold. Ah, cold, babe.
I only have two more.
Okay, I'm living for these.
Imagine you. Wow, who is he? Friend. Oh, that's Liam Payne. He is a bad boy. Stay away from him. You. But he's hot. Friend. Yes, I know. That's it.
That's it? That's us.
That's why I saved it, because it's literally us.
All right, who is that? I know.
All right, this is the last one that I have.
Okay.
Imagining. It was a beautiful day. Okay. The sun was shining. It was warm and it was perfect. And it was you and Harry's 50-year anniversary.
50?
50. He held a rose in his hand and held it against his lips before he started talking. Dear YN, today is a special day. It's our anniversary after all these 6 years. The math isn't mathing.
Wait, 6 years, but we're 50? So we got together when we were like...
It's your 50-year anniversary. But he says after these 6 years. Just let me finish.
I thought we were 50.
I think it's like your 50th anniversary together. It's not your 50th birthday.
I think it's my 50th birthday.
But they say anniversary. Okay. It says it's you and Harry's 50-year anniversary.
Okay.
I'm gonna start over from his dialogue. Dear YN, today is a special day. It's our anniversary after all these 6 years. I never loved anyone else than you. Do you remember when we first met in our favorite coffee shop? And remember when you dropped your purse and a photo fell out with a little boy you found when you were 8, that one picture I lost? I always have the most amazing times with you. I come to visit you as much as I can. I just want to say I still love you.
Oh, no.
He kissed the red rose, put it down.
No.
You are with him, but you watch him as he walks down the path of graves.
Fucking awful.
I want to know who the picture of the boy is.
Picture of the little boy is that I found.
That he lost that you found. Is it him?
That is concerning. I don't know.
So those are the ones that I compiled.
I have one last thing to say to really wrap this 1D extravaganza up.
Yeah.
And it's a story we haven't told. And it's that Daisy used to have a One Direction account.
No. Julia, you don't have it pulled up right now, do you?
No. What the fuck?
Oh, thank God. I was like, don't read
anything. Is it still out there?
Yeah, I'll find it.
Oh, no, I want to find it. What is it?
No. That's not how this works.
What is it? That's not fair.
That's not how this works.
No, that's not fair. Tell me what it is.
No. Wait, what were you going to say? Finish your story while I find it.
That's all I was going to say.
Oh, that I had one?
It. Yeah. That's it. That's all I was going to say.
Oh my God, there's a picture on here of Anna Todd's. A tweet that she tweeted in 2013, although her name was Anna Renee, and it says,
"Whoa,
Anna, write a book called Before that's all about Harry's life before Tessa." And she put, "I am,"
and she did,
and she did.
She believed she could, so she did.
Whatever. At this point, it has 1,252 followers.
Damn.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay. Well,
folks.
That was our 1D extravaganza.
If you want us to do this again or have us do it every few months, let us know and we will do this.
Yeah, it's honestly really fun to just kind of fuck around.
It is really fun.
It felt like we were just FaceTiming and then it happened to be recorded.
Yeah, like that is essentially what this was, yes. Yeah. So we hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, don't tell us. But if you have made it to this part of the episode, please make sure that you do the poll, because I want to know if you prefer Over Again over Last First Kiss.
Yeah, that will be a very interesting thing to see.
So, well, I know what the correct answer is.
Me too, though. and I'm the one in charge of the poll, so.
Just you're kidding. Not going to vote in the poll, so.
I'm not going to. You are, though.
But I am.
Yeah, so you're actually going to be the outlier.
No, I'm not.
Well, then I will vote on the poll as well.
You can't do that.
I can.
No.
Yeah.
I just deleted your Spotify.
Honestly, I'd never know. I can never go on there.
Anyways, yeah, we hope you enjoyed this. Let us know your thoughts and opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to post some of those imagines on the Instagram, so make sure you comment and like and enjoy those.
And let us know which one's your fave. And then next week, we will be back with a reading episode.
Yep, that will be back to normal.
Yeah, super fun. I know we're all looking forward to that.
Really excited to be Tessa next week, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, really excited. Really looking forward to that. It's riveting stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
Okay. Well, you know what those trumpets do.
Goodbye, Bad One D Imagines on Tumblr, which is where I got all of those.
Goodbye, Directioners, except Daisy. And the trumpets, they go.
I was gonna say, do your trumpet thing so I can end it.